From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. We discuss issues related to Latin America and the Caribbean on Wednesdays, and today it's all about Venezuela, where Hugo Chavez's sudden return after more than 2 months of cancer treatments in Cuba has fanned speculation that the president could be preparing to relinquish power, make way for a successor, and a new election. Well, the government is insisting that he remains in charge. Of course, lots of Venezuelan expats in South Florida watching very closely. And we're joined now by the Miami Herald's South America Bureau Chief, Jim Wiss, who is in country. Jim, where exactly are you?
Hi, Phil. Well, I'm in Caracas, Venezuela, and I was just outside the hospital where Hugo Chavez returned to on Monday. It's a 15-story building. It's heavily guarded right now. But quite frankly, there were so many kind of well-wishers in the streets and the camera crews and the cars going by, it was impossible to hear anything. So I've gone indoors to talk to you.
So we've read the accounts of the celebrations breaking out now that he's returned. You've told us a little bit about that. What are you hearing from the Venezuelans that you've been talking to?
Well, you know, Phil, his supporters are very happy that he's back, obviously, but they would really like to see the man. It's been more than 68 days since Chavez has been seen in the flesh or they've heard from him. You know, the government says he can't speak or he's having difficulty speaking because he's had a tracheotomy. Somebody here today described him almost like an act of faith. They say, you know, we know Chavez exists, but we just never see him.
So do you know when we might see him again or hear him again, for that matter, in public? We've been reading his tweets, but that's about it.
No, you know, we really don't know when we're going to see or hear Chavez again. You know, when he arrived on Monday, he reactivated his Twitter account for the first time since November 1st. It was forward messages, and he's basically said, I'm back, praise God, I'm here in my beloved country. But we don't know if he'll keep that up. Certainly on Tuesday, he didn't say anything. Bolivian President Evo Morales came to Venezuela with the express intention of seeing Chavez, but apparently that didn't happen.
Of course, Jim, there are some people in Venezuela who are not necessarily celebrating the return of Chavez. What's been the reaction from the opposition, and what do they hope happens now?
Indeed, not everyone's satisfied. The opposition maintains that it's not so much whether Chavez is back in Venezuela or not, but whether he's truly in control of the government, as the administration claims, or if his illness is such that he should have handed over the reins of power. Of course, the administration insists that Chavez is in control, and they haven't said if or when a transition is going to take place.
And now that he's back, Jim, we still don't know the extent of his cancer, and there's still so much uncertainty about Chavez's long-term prospects and his political future. Do you sense that the elation over his return is only temporary?
The elation probably is temporary. People are waiting to, you know, they want to know what comes next. His diehard followers firmly believe that he will, you know, recover and lead this nation again. But, you know, other people say he very well may be here to try to manage some sort of transition.
And one very important matter on the economic front is Venezuela recently moved to devalue its currency. Many companies are taking a hit, as are some Venezuelan expats here in South Florida. What's been the reaction there to that move?
Nobody here has been happy with the devaluation. And the government's kind of been responding by sending out these kind of price brigades to make sure that kind of clamp down on speculation, make sure that nobody raises their prices. But still, like you say, the cost of living is going up for everybody. It's very noticeable here. And people aren't happy about it. But, of course, Chavez's return has kind of obscured all that for the moment.
That's the Miami Herald's South America Bureau Chief, Jim Wiss, reporting to us from Caracas, Venezuela. Jim, thanks for your time. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.